Welcome to Extra Points. Now here's your host, Cousin Sal, and his good pals, Dave Damashek and Martin Weiss.
All right, welcome to Extra Points and Minus Three. We're cheating a little here. It's a two-for-one, or really a one-for-two episode, posting on both Extra Points and Minus Three. It's our Thanksgiving extravaganza. Are you excited, Dave? Dave Damashek with me. It's Food Talk with friends, hopefully a lot of fighting on this podcast. You love it.
Well, it's our most delicious holiday, obviously, Cousin Sal. It's also our most mysterious. I talk all the time about it, and now it's time to do it once again as Thanksgiving is nigh. Why don't we, in our indulgent society, eat stuffing more than once a year? It's a delicious side. Another mystery, why do we celebrate the pilgrims who wore a belt on their hat? Why did they have a belt around their heads? It was very strange. And yet,
and you were wearing like a turkey getup here. But this is actually what you wear every Thursday. Yes. I shouldn't make a big deal out of it. But you have lots of thoughts on food. We're recording this a week in advance because we're not even sure it'll be done in time for Thanksgiving. You have so many thoughts, right?
That's correct. But I'm gonna lay still like a turkey hiding from the Axeman and let you introduce everybody else here.
Okay, let me do that. With us also from Extra Points, you'll hear us every day with me and Dave and Lemon Pepper Parlay, the very stylish Martin Weiss. Martin, speaking as a former very fat man turned slender hipster who can rock a maroon suit at any time, do you look at Thanksgiving food in disgust now, or is it the same? Do you still like the same things that you liked many years ago when you were a shell or many shells of yourself?
I absolutely like all the same foods, but I would say the traditional Thanksgiving is not one that I subscribe to.
Really?
Growing up in Louisiana, Thanksgiving foods were things like gumbo and, you know, like stuffing. Sure, that's cool and all, but like, you know, we were having, you know, Thanksgiving food was the same as Christmas food and other holidays.
Wow.
But it was also made all the time.
It just hit me. Gumbo stuffing would not be terrible. I mean, I would try that. You know what? I think I'm going to have to talk to my wife. We're going to have gumbo stuffing. It's not over. Hey, from WaiverWired and SI.com, fantasy legend Jen Piacenti. Jen, welcome. Jen, it's got to be any woman's dream to be called a fantasy and a legend. Or man, that matter, right?
Yeah, I'll take it all. Whatever kind of superlatives you want to give me, just keep them over here. I want to go back, though, to Martin. Martin used to be like 10 times the Martin we know. I didn't know this.
More than that.
I feel like this should be explored.
He doesn't like talking about it too much, which means I love talking about it. Dave and I do.
It's no secret, but at the time, I said I've been up and I've been down. I've been up and I've been down. I'm currently down.
Well, Martin, as you know, I used to be an opera singer. So I have not always been quite this size either. So that's interesting. I also want to say I am now considering putting andouille sausage in my stuffing. So I feel inspired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a winning choice anywhere. You put an andouille sausage, perhaps our most underregarded encased meat.
Is that right?
It's
andouille sausage
on the list.
Is the most underregarded encased meat.
When you want to start talking about linked meats, andouille is I mean, you can hardly go wrong is the bottom line, but
no, it's true.
You know,
it's true.
But a red hot is
cut
nice.
This conversation off. Then we go
chorizo
wrong.
Is very good. Don't sleep on Portugal's offering linguiça.
Don't sleep on linguiça. It's probably not comfortable to. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
You know what? If you want to make jokes, make jokes. No, if you want to put something delicious in your mouth, though, linguiça is the way to go.
I don't think we need to talk about how delicious it is to put a sausage in your mouth.
Yeah, really, Jen. All
right, your
Please,
choice.
Dave. Come on, have some class here. Hey, Jen, it is a little different for us Thanksgiving as Cowboys fans because, you know, we play every year. I don't know if you know that. I looked at our record.
I did know that. Thank you.
Many of these games had to have come before we were born or when we were very, very young. The Cowboys are 31-21-1 on Thanksgiving. I would say that the opposite. If I had a guess, I would think 21-31-1 or something like that.
The last few years haven't been that exciting. I remember watching the Bills. I don't think I even ate dessert that day. I was so sick to my stomach. I was so mad. But I mean, it's all about the Cowboys. And I grew up in Dallas. So obviously, like the whole Thanksgiving was, you know, big TV with my uncles and we were all watching the Cowboys. So that is definitely a big part of the holiday. I actually feel bad for people who aren't Cowboys fans. I feel like they're missing out on a big part of the the tradition.
Oh, I see. I feel the other way. I would trade for it just to have one day of just constant eating no worrying or anything. Yeah, no stress, because depending on what coast you're on. So the Cowboys are over before dinner now on the West Coast. But when I was on the East Coast, my father was a real stickler. I'd had to sneak away from the table to watch like Jason Garrett lead the Cowboy. It was terrible. It was terrible. It was right in the middle of the day. And plus, if they lost, which it seemed like it did a lot, not good the rest of the night.
Well, you should come hang out with my family, not because of the excitement of the Cowboys, but because literally the entire holiday was around the games. Like maybe we would sneak away for 10 minutes and try to pretend like we were eating a formal dinner, because the whole thing was just about sports all day. That's and playing cards. Okay. Playing cards.
That's what I'm going to do. I really just did this podcast so I can get an invitation to your Thanksgiving. So mission accomplished, and now we can end it. No. All right. And we're not complete without my old college buddy, Harry. Harry's actually spent about a half dozen Thanksgivings with my family, right? Harry, dating back to the 90s.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah.
I brought you back from college for a Thanksgiving weekend, and you guys are not going to, you know, think Fat Martin Weiss is a surprise. Jen, listen to this. Harry had a hairpiece back in the 90s.
No way.
Yes, he did.
Oh, were you born?
It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
I knew I was getting suckered into this one somehow.
Boy, holy,
it is true.
Holy hell, you gotta put that thing on. I mean, that's a built-in bet punishment.
One day I just ripped it off in the shower living in Las Vegas and said,
well, here's what happened.
I said,
the thing cost $800, but it also, you had to pay to restore it like every month. And Harry did not do this. And then it just really,
I did do that. I did believe it. I did do that. Really. I did every time I was supposed to.
You did? All right. Because it really looked,
you know what, Harry, this is a piece too, if it makes you feel any better.
Okay. I knew it. See, we're being honest here.
Listen, we're learning about different things from everybody today. Martin, I love you even more now that I knew you were pleasantly plump.
Maybe you should put on maybe you should wear a top hat that has a belt around it. That would look better than a toupee, but you should really, I got to see this look now. This is, please make my holiday season even sweeter by letting see.
Sal, wait a minute. That picture that Dave posts, everyone, Dave, that picture you post of me, you and Sal.
No,
I think it's on there.
We don't
it?
Have it there. No, you were done with it. No, because I remember we brought you home for Thanksgiving. We said enough of this damn thing. We put it in the turkey fryer and we ate it. It was delicious, actually, and it served a better purpose. All right, we'll get to the food talk in a moment if you haven't lost your appetite. But let's give FanDuel some love here.
Hey, you know what? You can turn around a disaster. Go to FanDuel Sportsbook. Enjoy a football feast this Thanksgiving day by winning $150 on a $5 bet. New customers, this is your chance to gobble up 30-1 odds. Just place your first bet on any NFL team to win Thanksgiving. Okay, 30-1 on any team just to win. We'd go Cowboys, right? Cowboys across the board. FanDuel, sports betting made simple. Always hooking you up with great offers. Number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use, safe, and secure. And when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. Sign up with promo code Against All Odds to get in on the action. Celebrate Thanksgiving by winning $150 on a $5 bet on the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, remember to use promo code Against All Odds when you sign up exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
All right, Shaq, we're going to go from teasers to turkey in a second, but go ahead. What do you want?
I'm curious because I find that a fascinating thought about, is it good to be a Cowboys? We know it's not good to be a Lions fan on Thanksgiving. It's a national embarrassment put on display. And now the primetime game. But for Cowboys fans, what is your best or your worst? Is it Leon Lett in the snow against the Dolphins?
The worst was Leon Lett. That is. Yes, because I'm still scratching my head as to how that happened and what the rule was. And that no one really knew that rule until that, right? When you recovered a block kick beyond the line of scrimmage, it's fair game. So you can't kick it around and fumble it and stuff like that. That was terrible. I don't know, Jen. I can't even remember. I only remember the bad shit. Do you remember anything good?
I don't really remember any specifically amazing things. I just remember feeling like it's Cowboys Day. Like this is the day the whole world watches the Cowboys and everybody's getting up and eating and watching the Cowboys, which means clearly it's America's team.
I think there are three. To me, the Leon Lett one was bad. Randy Moss happened on Thanksgiving, right? When he had the three long touchdowns.
That's right.
That was
Romo had a 5-touchdown Thanksgiving game in 2006. That was nice. Yeah, they've been some.
I'm surprised you think that way. That's how fans feel about their own team. Oh, we always lose. But I would think the Cowboys win an outsized percentage of those games. It feels to me like that. But
I think just because what did we lose? 41-16 to the Washington. There's never an easy game, it feels like. But go ahead. What were we going to say?
I celebrate a holiday that offers us football games as it does there. And of course, my most memorable Thanksgiving one was when Jerome Bettis called the coin toss and the referee disagreed with whether he said heads or tails. That was a glorious moment. Now the officiating didn't just suddenly turn bad in 2021, everybody.
That changed the way they do it now, right? Now we're not going to take a chance and flip it and hear it. Why, as you said, right? You have to verbalize it, and then the flip happens. Right?
Oh, it's all so stupid. It's also dumb. Anyway, proceed.
You know what's not dumb? Side dishes. They make Thanksgiving. But if you can only have one, Shaq, Jen, Martin, Harry, here are the odds. Stuffing, even odds. Mashed potatoes, 3-1 odds. Sweet potato with marshmallows, 7-1 odds. Green beans, 15-1 odds. Or the field, you can take whatever you want. Other than what's been listed at -160. Jen, ladies first, what do you think? Best side dish? And if you can only have one.
See, here's the problem. I wanted to say sweet potatoes, but then you threw in the with marshmallows thing. And that is simply offensive. It's why I thought sweet potatoes were gross when I was a kid, because who wants marshmallows on their sweet potato? There are two places marshmallows belong. The list is two: s'mores and hot chocolate. End of list. They do not go on your sweet potatoes. So therefore I have to choose stuffing because to Dave's point, and I've thought about this most of my life, it's really the only time of year you have it. Maybe you also sneak it in on Christmas, but you just don't have stuffing the rest of the year. So got to go with the chalk here. Stuffing.
Okay. Well, you might as well go with chalk because most stuffing tastes like chalk.
Not mine.
Believe me, I appreciate the Cowboys talk, but we may have to say goodbye to you, Jen. Sweet potato with marshmallow is terrific. And it's my answer. And it's my, you know, I know, Shaq, you talked about why don't we eat these things more during the year? This is the one. Why don't I have sweet potatoes? I don't think it's available anywhere with marshmallows. You have sweet potato fries all year long, but not with marshmallows, not sweet potato. That would be my pick at 3-1. Shaq, do you want to jump in and tell Jen how wrong she is?
I don't. I'm glad that you seated Ringer at this roundtable discussion here. Congratulations to Piacente for getting it right, except about complimenting sweet potatoes with or without marshmallows. They stink up literally the table. They smell bad. They always smelled bad to young Dave Damashek. They continue to stink. And when we're talking about marshmallow, I also don't like the Jell-O. People put this Jell-O down on the table. It's green or whatever other color, and it's got marshmallows in it. Who the hell put marshmallows into Jell-O?
Two places for marshmallows. Two. The end.
Well, I'll stick to s'mores, and even that I can get away with. If I'm seated around the campfire, if you give me the chocolate and the graham cracker, that's all I need. Now, I'll take your marshmallow. I don't want to be a jerk to anybody, but I don't need it to make my s'mores sing. Now, it comes down to if Jen's going to take the stuffing, I don't know. As I say, we can go into any restaurant in the country and order macaroni and cheese as a side, but we can't get stuffing. We're gluttons. We stuff our faces 365, but only one day a year do we get delicious, delicious stuffing. Mm-hmm. But since it's been taken, mashed potatoes with gravy. My wife makes the greatest gravy I've ever tasted. It tastes like steak in liquid form. Now poured atop them mashed potatoes and on the stuffing and on the turkey and all the rest of it, if you please.
All right. Winner. Liquid steak, huh?
That's what it
tastes like. Hard to beat. I'm going to have to try that. All right, Martin, what are you going to say here? Best side.
I first have to congratulate Jen on having the correct and accurate take on marshmallows.
You guys are crazy.
And then just wonder, Dave, like if all of your Thanksgiving food tasted like liquid steak, how good could it have? Do you just like liquid steak then? I think that's the problem.
I could cut straight to the chase. I've said to her before sincerely, I said, if you just want to make a gravy shake for me, that's all we need. You don't have to bother with any of the other jive. I'll be fine. The rest of it's jive turkey. Just give me the liquid steak and I'll feel satiated on this glorious holiday.
I'd have to say I'm leaning towards sweet potatoes, but I'll take the field because Dave brought up macaroni and cheese, and homemade macaroni and cheese is something I only get on generally on holidays.
Really?
Honestly, believe it or not, like macaroni and cheese and greens is a holiday thing for me, but not green beans. And I have one thing to say about side dishes and green beans in general. Green bean casserole, don't fall into it. It's a scam. And I looked it up one year. Green bean casserole was created. It's like, it's literally was created in 1957 and inserted into the Thanksgiving culture by people like Don Draper in real life. So don't buy into the hype. It is not a true Thanksgiving tradition. It's all a scam. It was all a hype after World War II to get them to sell more
Campbell soup. It is a, absolutely a ploy by Campbell's soup. Green bean casserole. It's terrible. And you put those like stupid little fried onions on top. That's disgusting. It's where people just like pour everything into a casserole. Same with broccoli and cheese casserole. And as an adult, I gourmeted these casseroles for my brother because he still loved them and they were okay. But in reality, it's just a scam. It's the soup companies trying to take over the world.
But isn't a casserole, isn't that, doesn't it kind of mean anything goes? Isn't that basically the theory behind a casserole?
Does a casserole even sound appetizing? Casserole.
No, not really. Sounds better than just a bunch of crap mixed together.
What do you mean casserole?
What type of restaurant would you go to when you go to, you know, I like the number one. What's it called? Anything goes.
Well, no. I don't know. I'm just saying that's what I've seen in casseroles. All right, Jen, I'm still mad about the marshmallow thing because Rocky Road is a top five flavor of ice cream. Sal,
come on. You know, I thought you,
My
esteem for you as a man has diminished over these last 11 minutes. I don't know where you come up with these garbage takes. I think do you guys know late night host Jimmy Kimmel? He and I once got into a fevered argument about marshmallows. He said, you know what I'd like to do if I were in charge of Hershey's? I would make marshmallow flavored topping and pour that on ice cream or whatever. And I'm like, why? Who would buy that? It tastes like nothing, marshmallow. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, the correct answer, even though I don't like it, but I'm an empath. I don't like white chocolate. I said, why doesn't Hershey's make white chocolate syrup? That would be a gangbuster seller. And he was so upset with me. Oh, got very cross with me about it. And I don't know what I'm talking about, this, that, and the other. I stand by my idea, white chocolate syrup. Goes nicely as a dessert to liquid steak.
Here's what I'll say. Out of you and Jimmy Kimmel, one of you has a bowl named after you, and the other is wearing like a turkey costume from like a seventh grade play or something. I don't know what to say. All right, we're waiting on you, Harry. You're the last one. You have to pick one. You have to pick one part I know is difficult for you, but go ahead. Try your best.
All right. Well, Double D mentioned it earlier in Gen 2, stuffing. But stuffing's a tough one here because sometimes it can be so, so good, and sometimes it can be kind of like bird food. No offense, Al, to your mom, but that's what she tries to give me every time she makes
what
it.
What the hell?
On Thanksgiving.
Is that why you're not coming this year?
It's the worst.
Okay.
It's the worst. But so aside from stuffing, I'm going to side with Dave. You can't really screw up mashed potatoes.
Bad form, Harry.
Let me just defend my mother here, but who decided to become a vegan.
I'd apologize to your mom, but she's not listening.
Of course she isn't. But she decided to become a vegan at 71 years old, and it became everybody's problem. I know. So, but believe me, at one point she did make a nice stuffing. She's a Jewish woman. That she still is at 71. But she would make this kishka, Dave, with like tom-toms, I think. It's very hard to describe. But then she just stopped making it. That was it. It brought me too much
joy. Sal, also her... Back in the 90s, the sausage rolls. The sausage rolls she made were unreal.
Right.
No more.
Right. Well, that's it. We long for the sausage rolls, your toupee. Lots of things gone from the 90s. All right. Thanksgiving dessert, Mount Rushmore here.
Jerick.
Pumpkin pie. There's so many, but we had to list four, and then you get the field for the rest. Pumpkin pie, 2-1. Pecan pie, 5-2. Sweet potato pie. I know Jen's going to like that. 5-1. Or turkey pot pie, 25-1. Or you can go the field. At even, Jen. All right, so we're going to eliminate the sweet potato pie for you.
Yeah, no sweet potato pie. And you know what? I got to tell you guys, pumpkin pie, overrated. Pumpkin pie is not actually good. People just eat pumpkin pie so they can eat Ready Whip. That's fine. If you want to eat Ready Whip,
terrible.
It's just like a backboard for your Ready Whip. But at that point, you're already full. So why are you stuffing it down your gullet anyway? You don't have to have pumpkin. You can go get a pumpkin latte if you want to be basic. Do that later. A real fruit pie is what we need. We don't need gourds' pie. We don't need tubers' pie. We need berry pie. I'm going with the field cherry pie. All American.
Oh, little John Mellon Cougar camp. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. Cherry pie.
Or Warren.
You know, that's right. Warren did cherry pie. Yeah. I don't know. What did you say about can't pumpkin pie just be fine? Why does everyone have to have a crazy opinion about it? It's just fine, right? Harry, it's not terrible. Jen,
Everything pumpkin is terrible.
It's not terrible.
Every pumpkin for everything, it's awful.
It's overrated.
It might be overrated.
Bravo.
Go ahead, Martin. What do you think?
Pumpkin pie is incredibly overrated. And it's one of the worst things being who spent some formative years in Detroit working in sports. Thanksgiving was a work day, right? And at every office potluck deal, the pumpkin pie is abundant. And it's always the thing that's left. Leave it there. It's all so America's true thing. I'm very proud of all of you so far who have said that pumpkin pie is vastly overrated, because I've run into several, may I say, many white people who the idea of pumpkin pie, and if you say something about pumpkin pie, it's literally like offending the family. How could you not have a pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving? Damn it, Chuck, I see you didn't laugh. I'm sorry if that's
No, I'm just curious, because pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie, to my expert taste buds, are pretty close cousins, I think. And
I think they're cousins, but not sisters. And I think that's important. They are different in just a slight way. And like what Harry said, it's like barbecue sauce and ketchup. One's better. One's ketchup. You know what I'm saying? Sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie. One is not just quite as good.
Is this what you're saying? Because I got this a few times on Twitter. I put this up for a poll, and someone, a man of color, Quez Hawkins on Twitter, responded, one of the biggest cultural differences between black folks and white folks is pumpkin pie versus sweet potato pie.
And that's why I said I was proud of you all, because I didn't know how the pie segment was going to go, but I'm just glad. I'm glad that we're all on one accord here.
So you're saying sweet potato.
Oh, 100% sweet potato pie.
Okay.
I have no use for a pumpkin pie at all. And to Harry's point, pumpkin, they're trying to push pumpkin on us like they pushed bacon a few years ago. It's not going to stick. Like pumpkin pie, it's got to go.
It's keeping bacon. I got news for you. It's tattooed now. It's not stuck loosely on you. Now, you were right earlier. I do want to go back quickly and give a compliment to whoever disparaged the green bean. But I feel that the green bean has been betrayed by Big Green Bean. The canned green bean is the greatest difference between actual good green beans, like what you get out of the can. Yeah. They smell bad. Like when you open that can, it's vomit inducing for the weak stomached among us. But a good green bean fried up nice in a pan can be delicious. Now, to the matter at hand, I don't understand the hipster, like you got to go too hard against it to stand out from the pack. Pumpkin pie. I want to distinguish myself from everybody else by saying it's not good. Come on, settle down, everybody. It tastes delicious. Is it the best pie? We'll get to that in a second.
First, let's get to it now. No, this is what your turn is about.
Well, first I have to take shots.
I accept the hipster compliment.
And Jen Piacenti. All right, hipster. Here comes another one for you. Piacenti is playing fast and loose with Thanksgiving pie. That was the question. What's the best Thanksgiving pie? Now, I'm not such a Scrooge that you're not allowed to serve a coconut cream pie or a cherry pie. But when you mention cherry pie, what the hell are you talking about? Cherry pie. Cherry pie has nothing to do with
it. I'm talking about America, Dave. I'm talking about America. What's more American than cherry pie, Dallas Cowboys, and Thanksgiving?
Eat your cherry pie on Thanksgiving, on Memorial. I mean, on July
4th. What if I eat it with a belt on my hat?
Eat cherry pie on July 4th, on Memorial Day, or the worst holiday on the books, Labor Day, which celebrates work. Those are summer holidays. That's when the cherry's in season.
Why should I eat a crappy pie? Because
I just said you can eat whatever pie you want. But the question was, what's the best Thanksgiving pie? And cherry pie, it does not count as a Thanksgiving pie. If you choose to serve it at your table, that's your business. What you do behind closed doors in your dining room is your business and none of my affair. I'm not going to come down on you for that. But to be fair, that ain't no Thanksgiving pie. That's what you choose to serve today. But that's
what is the Thanksgiving pie? Which one?
Pumpkin pie, pecan pie.
Don't go through the ones where I listed. What's your favorite?
You can also serve an apple pie, which, by the way, I don't like. I don't like apples cooked up. I like them only in their unvarnished state, as the fruit God intended.
I feel like fruit pies in general. It's November.
If I
Martin,
may.
How dare the guy is not minute. Gotten to talk, Martin. Please let him finish up.
Guys, the Patriots are kicking off.
Well, this is why we did it a week early. Yeah. Go ahead, check.
Can I continue? This isn't the Olympics. I'm not here to compete. Now listen. Everybody done with their Wiseacre business? Mm. I love pumpkin pie. I really, really enjoy your work, and I have for many moons now. But if I'm forced to choose one for the rest of my life and no other Thanksgiving pie can pass these lips, it's got to be pecan because of its range. Cold or warmed up. Delicious either way. Here's to you, pumpkin pie. Or to you, pecan.
Oh, look at that. He doesn't even remember what he said 4 seconds ago. All right. Harry, did you give a response? I can't remember. It's been so many years.
No. But look, Sal, you went to many dinners at my grandmother's. And not,
talk bad about his grandmother. Fair's fair, Sal.
I do, yeah. Where is she now?
She would always.
Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This ain't making many people's Mount Rushmore, but I agree with Jen here, too. In terms of being a fruit pie, she would always, every holiday, no matter what, would make me lemon pie. Lemon.
Oh, yeah. What the hell are we talking about?
The meringue she made was so unbelievable. Worse. The pie. No, nobody likes it, but lemon pie, the way she made it.
I like
spectacular.
It.
Nice, Jen.
Lemon's something you squirt.
Very underrated.
Grandfather used to make my lemon pie.
I enjoy General Tso's chicken at Thanksgiving. Like, that's my choice. What are we talking about? Yeah, you... We can just name foods that we enjoy eating.
Wait, no, Dave, you're acting like pie is an everyday thing we do. It's not an everyday thing. Like, do you have pie weekly? No, pie is celebratory.
You squirt lemon on a salmon. Come on. It's
lemon pie. Jen, it's good. It's good.
Don't do it. All right. I'm going to give my answer, and it's coconut custard, Shaq. You started to touch on it a little bit. I'm a Mounds, Almond Joy guy. You know, we just went through Thanksgiving. I probably put down 750 of those little ones, the minis. Don't be stingy with the coconut in the coconut custard pie. That's the only thing, right? You don't want it all custard. You want a little more, maybe even more coconut than custard. You know what? I might trade 2 coconut custard pies for the entire meal if I had my choice. That's how much I love it.
Bold talk.
I mean, look at me.
It's really not Thanksgiving-y. Yes. But buttermilk pie is also very nice, underrated. But I mean, again, we're talking about Thanksgiving pie. We're not talking, the conversation didn't begin with what food tastes good.
Right. Buttermilk and chocolate are making a big comeback, but they're climbing the ranks for whatever reason in the last few years. All right. We actually, like I said, put this to a poll. Babyface Joel Solomon, what did Twitterverse say about this?
All right. In third place, turkey pot pie. In second place, with 33%,
pecan pie. And in first place, with 50% of the vote, I guess this says a lot about our demographic, pumpkin pie is your winner with 50% of the vote. Apologies to
I don't
Martin
love that either. I think that's an easy answer. I'm okay with it. I'm not going to, I mean, Jen's rearranging her house now. She's throwing shit around, but it's okay. I'm okay with that. All right.
There was a lot of people wanted apple pie and also Sal's mom's Kishka was also
right.
there.
People, it's not a pie, but people were mad that apple wasn't included. It's interesting. All right, best non-NFL football event on Thanksgiving. Is it outdoor real football at 2-1 odds? Watching the Macy's parade, 5-1 odds. Shopping, 10-1 odds. Black Friday is like early these days, right? You can actually go on Thanksgiving. Or napping with your pants undone, 25-1 odds. Or the field, -150, Jen Piacenti. Come on, you got to get one of these right.
You know, I kind of want to say Macy's because the reason I watch it is because I can see my friends in it and then I can like make fun of them or call them and be like, hey, I just saw you on TV and you totally screwed up your routine, you know, but I'm going to go.
Wait. Who are these friends of yours? What do they have to do with the Macy's parade?
They're in it like every year, like a lot of
doing
them.
What?
They're dancing. Like around floats
dancing. Do you know I used
stuff?
To like do the Broadway thing? Did you know that? I lived in New York. Come I lived on, a block from where this parade started every year.
Oh, I didn't know if you were friends with the big balloon things that fly
yeah,
over.
Yeah, me and Garfield were like
they
this.
They dance on the street. Okay,
she
that's
and Al
neat.
Roker. Yeah. Well, that's fun.
So yeah, so I would do that. But I would say actually my favorite thing to do, it's kind of a riff on one of your options. I don't unbutton my pants when I take a nap, but I definitely fall asleep watching some kind of a Christmas movie. Like, you know, you watch the first Christmas movie. I like to fall asleep doing that, then wake up later and have more dessert. Cherry pie.
Right. That's good. So they added the night game now, right? Mm-hmm. Not that it's
not that late for us.
Been, check. Right. So now you have to, if you're a football junkie like we are, you kind of have to go through all three. You have fantasy implications, betting. So yeah, that Christmas movie, what it doesn't start till probably like 10
That's
o'clock
right.
for you now. Wow. All right. Good for you. All right, Martin, what do you think?
I have to take the field. because I don't know. I don't have a good non-football event.
Okay.
Because if we're doing something that's not watching the football game, I just don't understand why. Like,
that's funny.
I remember I was dating this girl and did Thanksgiving at her house, and they turned on Michael Jackson, the We Experience, midway through the third quarter of the Cowboys game. And I knew at that moment that this was never going to last.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine. I don't even like the Cowboys, but it's just.
Yeah, that was not a thriller.
Yeah. Right. You're like, Michael Jackson, we are done. I'm out of here. I won't be back next year.
That was bad.
You're right. All right.
You mean the Cowboys on my phone on Thanksgiving?
No. You know it.
Well, that's good. All right. That's an honest answer. Yes, you can't do any of this without football. It's tough. All right. Harry, we'll let you go.
All right. You know, I could do real football. Check. I still have a cannon for an arm. I still got a cannon, but I would have to be all-time quarterback at this point. But still,
why is that?
I have a cannon for an arm, but I am going to say.
Why do you have to be all-time quarterback?
50 years old now. Time to relax. That's why I'm going with napping with pants on.
Okay.
Plus, you know, we got good football this year.
All right. Shaq.
Cannon for an arm, Shaq.
Cannon. Have you ever seen a cannon, Harry?
You're a cannon that's for sure.
All right. I'll change that from a cannon to a rocket.
Okay, rocket. Okay, I get it. All right, Shaq.
Marty Weiss, you kind of left the joke on the table. Like, if it doesn't involve real football, I don't have any choices. That was an opportunity to mention watching the Detroit Lions play football. But I'm tempted to go field.
Hold on a second. Because this is what I'm talking about, Sal. On Wednesday, he goes and acts like, I had nothing to say, nothing to talk about. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not talking about the Steelers. But every single chance that he gets, he has a question to ask you about who your friends are to tell a story about, and also to take a shot at the team that just tied his team.
No, you're right. The Detroit Lions have a long and distinguished track record.
Shaq, your team is every bit as good as the Lions.
Don't you, right?
That's what that tie means. Don't sell yourself short.
Thank you. Yes. 16-16 loss back in week 10. Let's not talk about that. I'm tempted to go with the field either for getting drunk all day. Day drunk is the way to drink. As I've matured in life, I've realized the goal shouldn't be, as you know, kids make the mistake when you're, you know, early 20s, how late can we stay out? Maybe the sun will even come up. That's not the way to do. You want to live, not just survive. Throw on a good drunk under the light of day. And then as the cloak of night drops, you can drop into your bed and sleep it off. That's the way to do it. Anywho, also, we now have a tradition that's run for many years in our home now. We go out the Friday after and we get our Christmas tree, and it just sets the mood for the rest of the holiday. Like Thanksgiving straight into Christmas. It's nice.
Where are you going? Where a tree? The trees I get last 3 weeks. You get it, a tree
the
like
last
a month
couple
ahead?
Of days. You do start to get the needles do dry a little bit, but you know, you get that potion that you pour into the water and it helps the tree stay.
Marshmallow potion.
That's it. Or liquid steak, either way. But I'm going to go with outdoor football. We played a turkey bowl for the entirety of my youth, me and my pals, me, David Gefsky, and David Weisberg, three Jews. We would handle all comers. We would have like the three best guys, and it got to be a thing that, nobody can beat these guys at Shecker Memorial Stadium. And people would come over to play. It's like the three best lacrosse players. The three best lacrosse players would come over and whatever. And we would beat them all, and we could handle.
Why?
I don't know why. Because my backyard at the one end of it, we were a run-based offense. Most people in
this. Did you have grenades? You knew where the grenades
kind
were?
Of.
Like, I'm trying to figure what kind of advantage. Did you have trick plays that you had worked? Like, what? What advantage would you have?
Well,
excuse the
aforementioned cannon, but Damashek got a hose himself attached to his left shoulder there. That's what you're birthed with on the banks of the three.
Were you guys the Killer D's, Dave? Not the Killer B's,
that's right.
Killer D's.
Something like, let's go with that. That's what we called ourselves.
Oh, my God.
But the dimensions of the field, it was like Fenway Park, you know, it was kind of like you had to know the space, and we were a run-based offense. I remember when we played pickup football once, Sal, everybody, Corolla and you, and I was like, you just pass on every down. Like, that's not fun. Run the ball. Run the option. That's what we would do. We'd throw an option at people. They couldn't handle it.
Running. Two-hand touch with running. I don't know. Was it tackle? We didn't tackle each other.
It's now we've paid it forward to the next generation. We get Jean-Claude Van Damashek and his older sister, Oprah, and the little ones out there, and we play a turkey bowl with the family. The older daughter and the older son, and the second son who's older than his. Anyway, play at
lots of kids, three games. Lots of different families.
Oprah and Football Baby are on a 3-game win streak, and we're looking forward already to the 2021 edition of the
Turkey
Bowl.
That's a fun one. All right. I would say playing football, outdoor football. See, here's the thing. I mean, but that's 30 years ago for me. I can't do anything like that now. And being on the East Coast, it was easier because you still had, I don't know, you wake up at 7 or 8, you still had 4 hours. Mm. Right here on the West Coast, you wake up, boom, football right away. It's basically football. It's Lions. Sorry, Martin, but it's the Lions playing the Bears. But yeah, I would say that, hey, I have a friend, Gus, who every year since he was 15 has kicked a 35-yard field goal on Thanksgiving. That's a very cool tradition. And
that is great.
He doesn't leave the field until he does it. Now he's well into his 50s, and it's getting tougher and tougher. Like, it's starting to get dark before he could accomplish it. And good luck to you this year, Gus. But I think
my pal Todd Spoleto and his family, instead of a turkey bowl, they would have a field goal kicking contest at the local high school. That's a great, fun tradition.
I think pants undone is the way to go, except it's not napping for me. It's just walking around all day with it. By the way, all right, Babyface, hit us with the poll real quick. We did a poll on this one. What did people say?
All right. In third place. By the way, there was well over 4,000 votes. Thanks, everyone, for voting.
I'm still not figuring out what you're doing with this third place thing. Go ahead. All right.
This is how Miss America does
They do a third, fourth, second, first?
The fourth
second
place.
Second runner-up, first runner-up, and winner.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
All
right. I'll do it.
Dancing with the Stars does it. I mean, that's the gold standard. But go ahead.
All right. In third place, watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, that had 7%.
Whoa. People don't care about Jen's friends. Sad.
Neither does Jen.
In second place with 27%, pickup football game.
Okay.
And in first place, your winner with a whopping 63%, napping with your pants undone. Yeah. You can do that any day of the week at the Gagnon House, so that's not just Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right. So I see you're just not even listing the fourth one. I got it. Okay.
Shopping I got it. Okay. Is fourth with 3%.
All right. All right. That's a good one. Hey, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back. We talked about drinking. What's your drink of choice, Jen, on Thanksgiving? Like, I'm boring. I'll put down like 12 Coke Zeros, and that's that.
Drink of choice. Wow. It's probably whatever the host is serving, but I used to host Thanksgiving in New York, and I would make this drink that was actually like 50% whiskey and then like a lemon syrup that I would make together. So it was like, I like brown liqueur. So okay. I guess I would say that's what it is, but then wine with dinner.
Wine's big. I know cider's
big. I'm a water
big.
Drinker. I don't drink soda.
Well, yeah, you guys got to get into soda. It's good for you. Goes down easy.
I quit it whenever they started charging for refills when I moved to New York.
Oh, really?
They were free in Texas. It was fine. Once I had to pay for every, you know, Diet Coke I ordered, it wasn't fun anymore.
I get it in a can, and then it comes in the plastic thing, and then I rip one off, and then I take another one when I want it. But no, yeah. But ciders are big, aren't they, Sheck? I could see you being a cider guy.
I do love getting into the season outdoors, if you please, with a cider in hand and some crisp air on my flesh. You can't beat it. That's living. But yeah, it's red wine. We didn't really, my home, Mo Damashek, it was so foreign, the idea of like, wait, the holidays, because people always joke about that. Oh, you got to drink when your relatives are over. It was never a thing, but in the last 5-10 years, I have taken to some wine with my holidays, and it's made it all the better.
All right. Martin, what do you like? Are you like, you're a cognac guy now. Forget it.
Well, I was about to say, it depends on how my bets are going that day. Yeah. If I'm 2-0 going into the night game, maybe a little tequila. If I'm 0-2, probably drinking some Hennessy. It's time to get dark.
Harry, do they have weed flavored Hennessy? I don't even know. I mean, you go weed soda, right? No.
But Harry, I know a guy that makes cognac. If you're interested, you know, I could probably talk about
it. Nice, Martin. Nice. Well, Sal, you know, usually I do attend Thanksgiving at your place, but my girlfriend's parents are coming down.
Yeah, this is lame.
Phoenix. Ooh, so,
whoa.
So, this is my first
time
with them.
Where the toupee for
this
sure.
This sounds serious, Harry. Is there pressure? No, parents? Holiday?
Nope. No pressure, but this is the first time I'm spending Thanksgiving with them. So they're coming down and they'll drink. They do gummies and weed soda too.
They've
so,
seen
you.
Know,
Harry, do you know the difference between Princess Cut, Diamond Cut? If you need that help,
oh,
you just
please.
Let me know.
No way. Yes, you will need Jen's help there.
I need a raise.
No, he needs Ken's help when it comes to buying the ring.
Harry, but they've seen you eat before, right?
All right.
No, you're okay with that. Joel, we have a question from Babyface Joel Solomon writes in. Go ahead, Joel.
All right. This is an extra question. Over under 1.5, how many girlfriends Martin has broken up with on Thanksgiving?
Whoa. We're including this year? Okay. Is it under Martin or over?
Over is minus 175.
On Thanksgiving? It's around Thanksgiving? I think it's a... I say around Thanksgiving, in the week of Thanksgiving. Put it in the week of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving day is a tough day because you're pretty locked in, especially by 4 o'clock. I'm drunk. Right. I can't go anywhere. I'm not calling an Uber.
Right.
So just went to -300.
Before we answer this, I want to point out that there is a lot of strategery, if you will, between this breakup thing, because if you go through Thanksgiving with the person, you're kind of committed for like the whole holiday season.
Very wise.
You might even have to go all the way to Valentine's Day. So you either got to do it then or else you just have to suffer through. Because so I feel like nobody's breaking up on Thanksgiving Day. I would take the under here, but
that is an excellent point. How could someone who's so wrong about marshmallows be so right about strategic dating and breakups? I don't know how you did it. You were right. She's right. She's right, Martin.
Well, my only concern is how many he could have broken up with, because as we've already mentioned, he used to be some 340 pounds. So how many women was he dating around Thanksgiving?
Oh, but damn it, Shaq. The personality always shines through.
That's, that's right.
Touché.
That's true. Good point. Good point. Right. All right, let's do one more here. It seems like an easy.
We didn't get an answer out of Martin.
Yeah. I think he said under, right? I
mean, it's got to be under.
It's actually over. If you send it to the Monday after Thanksgiving, I say, look, Thanksgiving lasts really until the leftovers are done, right?
Yeah.
So if you send it to then, if you're
when Martin made it the week of, you had to go.
Yeah, I guess so. Jen, why are you disappointed him? You gave him. You said it's good strategy.
It is a good strategy to do it before Thanksgiving.
Well,
he wants the free meal.
I did not know that I was going to be watching the Cowboys game on my cell phone.
Can't blame him.
Silly me to think that we're going to be watching football on Thanksgiving.
Right. I don't know, Gianti. I don't know which is worse, to go home and be like, I got dumped. Like, well, you have your family here and let's have a nice holiday and just focus on that and the warmth of that experience. Or to go home and talk about like, I got a great new boyfriend. He's so great. I can't wait for you to meet him. Maybe I'll even see if I can bring him home around Christmas time. And then on Monday morning, you get dumped by him. And then you have to weep with shame on top of the heartbreak. I don't know.
No good time, I guess.
Yeah. There's no good time.
I guess ask Taylor Swift, which brings us to our next question here. Topics to avoid at all costs this Thanksgiving. You know what? I'll do the Babyface Joel Solomon. I'll read in reverse order. Taylor Swift relationship topics, 30-1. Squid Games, 10-1. Vaccines, +250. Politics, -1,000. Really should probably be -100,000. Or the field at 3-1. Jen, what do you stay away from?
I'm going to go with vaccines because I was just home with my family and it was obviously a hot button issue. So I'm just, I'm not talking about it anymore.
Really?
Already,
you're done.
Nope.
Why don't you just get the vaccine already, Jen? Why are you being so stubborn? Enough. Listen to your parents. Come on.
I was one of those people that pushed people out of line to get the vaccine.
You did? If they made it in marshmallow form, would you get? No. All right. All right, Martin, what's the topic?
Well, speaking of vaccines, I'm supposed to get booster shot today, so hopefully my cell reception improves. But none of these things come up in our family conversations, or we all agree on them. Like the idea of the vaccine being a hot button issue, or that we're going to have like intense political. Honestly, it's something I'm fascinated that other people have on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Everybody I know agrees with me pretty much. I feel like everybody lived in echo chambers, and that was the problem.
All right. That's good. Good for you. Go to your Thanksgiving. That sounds good. You don't have to worry about any of this stuff. All right, Harry.
I don't want to talk politics once during the entire year. So no thanks on Thanksgiving.
Right. Harry couldn't even name the last three presidents. It's fine. All right. Dave, what do you say?
Could you name Harry for real? Could you name every president in the 21st century? Give it a shot.
That's this cent. That's yeah,
right
this
now.
Century.
I had a little bit of a weed
January,
soda today, so I can't.
January 1, the year 2000. Who was in office up to present day?
None of them went to the University of Indiana, right?
Well, it's Indiana University, but all right, but go ahead. Can you name one?
Harry, come on. This is like...
I'm not answering that because I can answer it. I'm not answering.
I don't know what that... What does that mean? That's weirder than Joel listing the third place instead of the fourth. I don't know what you're doing here.
That is kind of weird.
All right.
What do you want
Forget
me to
it. Know? Forget it. How many can you name? The most recent presidents. Forget about the... You can't do it?
Name four presidents in the history of the United States of America.
What do you want
I want you to name four presidents from the United States
Alexander
of America. What's confusing about that?
When did it turn from a Thanksgiving conversation to a citizenship exam?
He doesn't want to talk
politics.
Thanksgiving marks the start
you.
Of you know, some form of this nation.
All right. Okay.
No?
Forget it. You stumped
Zero?
Him. You stumped him.
None.
I would have said over a half.
George Washington and his peers wore a wig just like you used to. I would think he would know them
can't
better.
Can't count that. All right. Did you give an answer? Oh, you said
theirs was theirs. Only difference is theirs was better.
Yes.
Maybe you should try one of those white one of those white ones with a little ponytail in the back. I'll go with arguing with everybody about why the SEC is overrated and doesn't need to have two teams in the championship game, because apparently I'm in the minority on that. But not in my house. I know that. If I'm with Uncle Mike and my old man and Uncle Scott and the rest of them, I know everybody's agreeing with me there. But anybody else's home, apparently I'm a kooky outlier who likes merit over nonsense. Second place in the conference, and they get to go. They're one of four teams in the nation that gets to play for the title. Ridiculous.
Right. Only one person at your table should be allowed to eat, because it's the same table, right? Same kind of thing.
I mean, it's a strained. That's a very. I get what you're going for, but awfully strained, Sal. Awfully strained.
Okay.
Not as difficult as Harry understanding my pretty straightforward question about U.S. presidents.
I'm gonna say this sounds lame and like I'm I don't know. I'm an elitist or something, but sometimes sports. I might say sports. With sports talks with people who don't know, people don't know sports. It's the worst, right?
Yes.
And then you have the game in the background, so you can't avoid it. And then you got the uncle who doesn't watch sports at all, and is like, "Hey, you think the Cowboys will be good this year?" It's like, "Oh God, where do I even start with any of this? Like, what's with Tom Brady? Why is he better than everybody? Like, I don't know. Is that an arrogant take, or do you guys feel the same way?"
My mom texted me during the World Series, Altuve's really good.
That's a text. You could blow it off. But when you're staring across and you just filled your plate, right, it's tough because you got 20, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
She was being cool, though, Jen. That was nice.
Yeah, she's just trying to be nice.
She was so cute. She was watching a baseball game for the first time this year. So I was like, oh, yes, he is a very, very good baseball player. And he can probably even beat up Eddie Spaghetti.
There you go. That's the answer.
I'll have to add on, because there's two things that everybody has an expert opinion on. That's sports and politics, right? No matter what your knowledge of level of knowledge of the situation is. Mm-hmm. But the number one thing that's the worst is added to sports is if you lose a bet in front of somebody who doesn't gamble.
That's true. Some That's level a good of point. Emotion.
And then they turn the around worst. And say, well, why'd you bet on them?
How much you lose? How much you lose? How much did you lose is a good one. Right.
That's awful.
Like, what is it? What the hell does it matter to you? What does it matter to you? I'm on a whole different playing field. I'm betting all the time. Why does it matter to you how much I lost? Like, yeah, you're right.
I've grown accustomed to people mostly, I mean, not exactly at my high level of sports opinionating, but I mean, you guys do a reasonable job of doing keeping up with me.
Thank you.
But yes, I get very resentful, Sal, with people like, well, who decided that you get equal time for your opinion, Uncle? Whatever, like you know, you clearly don't know what the hell you're talking about. Like, this team hasn't been good in 3 years. Like, I thought the Bears were really good. Like, I'm surprised. Like, well, then just sit there quietly if you don't know what you're talking about. I'll fill. Don't worry. I think it's pretty clear. Dave will speak up. Why now? I have to pipe down to hear your terrible opinions. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
When Ronald Reagan put the pads on, and Harry's like, "Who? Who? Aunt March? Who are you talking about?"
You mean the great communicator?
Oh wow! Okay,
look who's back.
What was Ronald Reagan's favorite candy?
Oh, I know this.
Well, he's shaped like one. He knows the answer to this, Harry. Come on.
Do you know this, Harry?
No.
Jelly beans, right?
It's a jelly bean.
Is that what it was? There you go.
That was Jimmy Carter.
No, he's the peanut.
No, that was peanuts.
Peanuts. There you go. You need his name too.
He's good. He knows the 20th century. He's all right with that. All right. Should we end it now? Is there anything else? Gravy, white or dark, cranberry canned or fresh? We got a turkey. I go fried lately. As soon as I perfected it, I prefer fried. I'm a glutton for glutton.
I have to say, turkey in general is vastly overrated. And this is my last Thanksgiving take. The only reason that turkey exists is because of Thanksgiving. Big Turkey has been pushing Thanksgiving for the longest. It started with green bean casserole in 1957, and it now proliferates to this day in 2021. Turkey is vastly overrated.
Wow.
The reason like fried turkey, Sal, because anything fried tastes better than it does not fried.
True.
That's all it is.
Well.
Including sweet potatoes.
Yeah, fried marshmallows are out. Well, you might be right. It might be a little overrated. We don't eat it a lot during the year. Do you know the turkey was going to be our national bird? And then they're like, someone smart said, no, we can't eat our national bird. It has to be the bald eagle. No one's eating eagle. Should we eat eagle?
I think that was Ben Franklin.
Was it Ben Franklin?
I think so.
He was president in 2018.
Not a president.
No, he wasn't. Okay. Martin, would you eat a bald eagle?
I mean, I'll be honest, if it tastes better than a turkey, and I wouldn't go to jail for endangering a wild animal.
Okay.
But yeah, turkey in general is just, it's not a substitute.
Right. No, we don't want anyone going to jail on Thanksgiving, unless it's Tiger Woods' wife. Wasn't that the same meal?
Oh, that's right. That was another, we named all the football related ones. That was another sad chapter in Thanksgiving sports history.
Right, right. That's her favorite thing.
She broke her windshield. He tried to break up with her. So I don't know if that supports or betrays your point earlier there, Jen. Yeah.
Well, that was a lot of fun. Jen Piacenti, great as always. Waiverwired, SI.com. Are you getting sick of like these talking about eighth string wide receivers?
Never. Who doesn't want to talk about Jamal Agnew?
I do feel like the season is a tiny bit long and we haven't gotten to week 18 yet. Like I have nothing to base it on. Like it's always as long as it is that has been for the right. Like November 18th is always week 11. Why are we going too crazy? Harry, you're on Against All Odds. You do a lot of other stuff. Best Bet Corner. We're going to see you and your, well, that's going to be great with you and your girlfriend and her parents.
And I'll see you, what was it, tomorrow, right?
Yes, you're coming out tomorrow. My kid's got a playoff game. That'll be fun.
Ooh, nice.
Shaq, -3.
Yep.
Kevin Hench.
Yep.
You got schooled the other day, right? Sorry about that.
I don't know what that means, but all right. No, I had a delightful conversation to wrap up the end of last week with Dan Wetzel, college football expert. We largely agreed on the important items, like that Damashek's move to get UCLA and USC to both wear their home jerseys was a banner move for our eyeballs. That we connected on, at least.
Okay. The important stuff.
That's right.
And Martin, Lemon Pepper Parlay, you and TJ Houshmandzadeh. No turkey there.
No turkey there. No, very little turkey. Just winners. All That's
right.
All.
Look for his Lemon Pepper Parlay. Good bet every week. Yes. And you catch me with Harry on Against All Odds with me and Dave and Martin on Extra Points. A reminder, you may feel like underdogs, but please remember, you're all my favorites. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sal.
Only Sal. What the hell? Only Sal. What about the Abe Lincoln?
Whatever.
Or
you
or
and your
John
pie
Adams.
I'd put a pie in your face if I could, Dame.
What
Chef.
About Woodrow Wilson, Harry? What about Theodore Roosevelt? What about FDR?